My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. And with that, we're ready to send it over to Studio 2A. And my guests this week, Things That Aren't Words, they're performing at Tiny Town, and that's a gallery that's over on Tool. I think it's 174 East Tool. And it's a great show coming up on Thursday. They'll be joined by Locals Deshtuko, and they will be opening up for a new project from Owen Ashworth, who you may know from the project Cassiotone for the Painfully Alone. And that new project is called Advance Bass. Cassiotone for the Painfully Alone had its last show in December of 2010, so it's been quite some time since we've had some music from Owen Ashworth coming through town. So a good occasion and a great occasion to bring down our friends Things That Aren't Words for their first performance here on Locals Only. So without further ado, live from Studio 2A, Things That Aren't Words. My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A with Things That Aren't Words. We've got a quick little tuning break here. So while we're doing that, we're just going to introduce the band, and then we'll have a couple more songs after that. So while we're tuning up, Adam, why don't you introduce the band?
All right. Well, we're Things That Aren't Words. My name's Adam Nixon. On drums, Daphne Ron, and bass, David Ragland, two close friends of mine. What else?
we'll get into the rest of it later. We just want to know who we're hearing. So that's a good start. And then let's hear a couple more songs. We'll hear more about the band in a few minutes.
There's a quiet serpent waiting for me. It's wrapped around my heart. It's got me hurting badly. And this is what becomes of those who try. I whisper to my heart, which in its injury replies, you're a monster, you're a glutton, you're a fiend. You've taken everything you can, but not a single thing you need. We're gonna have to give it all back. Every time I think I've had enough, it comes around, spits into my eyes. Blind though I may have become, I've tried, God, how I've tried. And this is what becomes of those who try. I whisper to my heart, which in its injury replies, you're a monster, you're a glutton, you're a fiend. Taking everything you can, but not a single thing you need. You're gonna have to give it all back. Gonna have to give it all up. You're gonna have to give it all back. Circles is more than a metaphor. With a memory like mine and commitment like yours, chasing a dog that's always chasing some new tail. When you get what you want, you don't know what you want anymore. Too much, too much. If the spotlight is already taken, enough's enough, you will find another stain. Too much, too much, you're the center of every occasion. Superfluous is what you will become. Shoulder like you were a centerfold. You made it a hard day to be there. Stretched out on the couch half asleep, you're running your mouth all the same. You were the audience, you were the actor. Too much, too much. If the spotlight is already taken, enough's enough. You will find another stage. Too much, too much. You're the center of every occasion. Superfluous is what you will become. Tell the truth, I've given up. Now I've cut the loss, see it never was enough.
My name is Matt Milner. I'm live in Studio 2A with Things That Aren't Words. Thanks again for coming down tonight, everybody.
Thank you.
No, it's great to be here.
So we had brief introductions before, but I want to hear more about the band itself. So, Adam, these are songs that you've performed on your own as a solo act for many years now. But this band and this version of these songs is relatively new. So tell us a little bit about how this project came to be.
Well, I've tried to put bands together and I'm just really bad at it. And like, I'd hold together for like 3 practices and then just be like, well, I kind of don't feel like doing this anymore. Basically, my drummer, Daphne, was really persistent.
I heard Adam perform at the farmer's market in the morning at St. Philip's, where I worked. Just really loved his songs. I just kept pushing to have him play, push him to start a band.
She's really the driving force of the group.
Ooh, good.
So, Adam, you'd been thinking about putting a band together, and then, Daphne approaches you and starts berating you and pressuring you and bullying you into starting this band.
It was terrible.
Yeah. Poor guy couldn't
traumatized.
Sleep.
Yeah. But what were your initial thoughts? Did you think, maybe this is the right time?
Please answer that question, Adam.
And you have to tell the truth because it's a live microphone.
I would so like to know what your initial impression is.
The first time we played together was like after a party. And we just had her like out of tune acoustic guitar. And she's like, oh, let's jam, and grabbed couch cushions and a coffee table and started playing. And I played with her, and I was just thinking, God, this is awful.
And I was like, we were great. Let's do this some more. Why isn't Adam calling me back?
So we had another jam, and like it was okay. And then we scheduled a show. And that was when I was like, oh, Daphne is good. I'm just stupid.
Which is, never mind.
Thanks. At least one of us is holding back.
When does David enter the picture?
We had gotten our duo thing down solid enough, and we were just starting to try out a couple bassists, and we tried out one guy, and he was great. And Daphne was like, you're not going to get someone better than him. And then I was like, well, my friend David, please. I don't know. We can try him. And then she wouldn't stop talking about how much she loves him. And
yeah. It was pretty funny because, I mean, the bass player we played with was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And with the way Adam was describing David, he was not in a band right now. He hasn't played for a long time.
Sure.
And I was like, all right, I mean, bring him out. We'll just keep the other guy later. But right. When Dave came out, it was just like it clicked right away. Yeah. As to how we're going to write our parts. We sit and dissect the tiniest little things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just talk to each other, and I don't have to work. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'd been a fan of Adam's music for a few years, and we played a couple of years ago, tried to get a band going, and it just didn't quite pick up. And so this time around, it's just been real natural, and it's all come together fairly easily, which has been great.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Adam, I've been a fan of your music for many years now, but it's really fun to hear some of these songs have kind of new life. You know, I'm curious, as you embarked on the project of trying to convert songs that you perform dozens of times as just a solo acoustic number into being something for the full band, how does that translation process happen? Is that something you lean on Daphne and David?
Honestly,
for?
Yeah. No, I work with really talented people, and they're really creative. And I see the songs transforming. I'm not transforming them. It's really awesome to see that happening there.
Yeah. I think it was kind of an unspoken goal that Dave and I wouldn't be changing Adam's songs or the way he plays them on his guitar or delivers them.
Yeah.
But that we would be adding what we have to add underneath. In spite of that, some things have either subconsciously or accidentally changed to fit some of the things that Dave and I are doing.
Yeah.
But Adam's song structure, his song lyrics, and the way that he plays hasn't changed at all in order to bring us into it.
Sure.
Yeah, the songs have always been solid, and we've just done our thing with them. And Daphne's always had great attention to detail in terms of groove and things like that, so I've kind of matched her a lot of the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's important to note as well, because I think probably the easy way out when you're converting songs like this to more of a full band setting is to just, you know, think of, okay, well, what's the kind of strumming pattern? We'll just do something that's kind of simple and approximate that on the drums and just sort of you build it up just by making it louder, essentially. But I really appreciate that that's not the approach that you took, Daphne, in adding drums to this material. And, you know, that's to be commended.
Thank you. It's actually that has to do with Dave coming into the band, because when Adam and I perform as a duo, I try to fill more space that the
sure.
Without bass, the drums can't just do whatever they want underneath a guitar.
Yeah.
And so when I do play with Adam, or did play with Adam just as a duo, I did try to fill a lot of where he's strumming, just a lot more space. And Dave and I like to let the songs breathe, and it works when bass and drums are doing that together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's been a great process.
So you've got a really exciting show coming up this Thursday over at Tiny Town. Tell us about that.
Well, it's... mine is blanking. All right.
What's a show?
Yeah. And I guess Advanced Bass is kind of the headliner, so to speak.
Mm. We'll be the opener at that show. It's a DIY kind of a art gallery space.
Uh-huh.
We just feel really lucky to be on the bill,
yeah.
Honestly. A lot of people were kind of scrambling to do this, and we just lucked out.
Yeah, I've always a big fan of Cassie Atone for Painfully Alone. Didn't even know that this new project was going on, but it's a rare opportunity for folks in Tucson in a very small, cool venue to see mm-hmm. a show like that. So you guys are opening things up. What time does it get started? Like 8 o'clock, something like that?
Doors at 8. We are supposed to start at 8:30.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So that's just over there on Tool. And if folks want to keep track of other upcoming shows, because I know you've been playing out a lot lately, there's probably a lot on the calendar. What's the best way to keep track of upcoming shows?
Well, we've got a page on Reverb Nation / Adam Nixon,
and
our Facebook.
And our Facebook, and we send out event invites, so if you just like our page, you'll always get an invite to an upcoming show.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll chat some more in a bit, but I'd love to hear some more music first. We're listening to Things That Aren't Words. They're playing at Tiny Town Gallery on Thursday, this upcoming Thursday, around 8 o'clock. We'll hear a few more songs from Things That Aren't Words.
Is an ocean, you've been on the crest of a wave so long. When roll comes to crash, you'll find another way, you will get on top. Your heart is an ocean, you were meant to drift away. Your heart is a tower high above the coast of a setting sun. You stand on the edge with birds around your head, how you long to fly. Your heart is a tower, you were meant to be alone. La da 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 da. Your heart is an empire made up of the places and the people you've been. They fight for your name, but you will clench your fist how you cage them in. Your heart is an empire, you were meant to fall apart. Your heart is an ocean, you were meant to drift away.
We've got a squeak problem. It's the parasite in the studio. Well,
the next one, I don't come in for a while.
Okay. I don't have to tell anyone. I can just play.
You
want,
or you can tell everyone.
I think that horse has left the barn.
It's okay, guys. I won't tell you. Then
grow old again. I want to be comforted by friends, but I won't be comforted like this. I am hardly a vapor. Like this, I will not be comforted. I will not be comforted like this. Thinking about you, darling. Been thinking about the way you made me bleed. How you stuck me and then put the knife in my hand and laid the blame on me. When I pass by your apartment, I can feel my neck still caught between your teeth. You may not have things, but the feeling's the same. You're still sunk in deep. You were meaner than you know. I was kinder than you saw. I can be myself again, now you're gone. I've been thinking about you, darling. Been thinking about the way you made me bleed. How you stuck me and then put the knife in my hand, laid the blame on me. You were meaner than you know. I was kinder than you saw. I can be myself again, now you're gone. You were meaner than you know. And I was kinder than you saw. I can be myself again, now you're gone.
My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Things That Aren't Words. Thanks again for coming down tonight, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so the project itself hasn't been around for that long now. When was your first show as a duo?
It was maybe...
Between 2 and 3 months ago?
Yeah,
it
maybe...
It was before Maker House.
It was at Maker House.
Yeah, before they closed.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks before they closed. Whenever that was.
Thanks, guys. Way to go.
We got this. We got this. We figured out.
Yeah.
It's weird, actually. Every place we've played has closed 2 weeks later. All right.
So, a few months, you've played a lot of shows. You obviously have had the you've gone through the project of integrating a bass player as well with David, and I understand you've done a little bit of recording as well.
Yeah, that was really early on. We had a lot of momentum. Yeah. And we were like, let's just get what we can get on.
We thought we might need those things for booking, but we're doing okay, I think.
Yeah.
I think being willing to take last minute shows when you're a new band, just take any slot you're offered when you're first starting out,
sure.
Helps a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, have you started the process of writing original songs for this project, or are you still working through the backlog of Adam Nixon hits?
A little of both. We're actually, two of the songs we're going to play on this next set were written after the band was built. One of them was specifically for to play with Daphna.
Cool.
The first song I wrote
And the one we just did, that country song we ended on,
is
a brand new song that is for the band, too.
Yeah. So tell me, what's different about writing a song for a band as opposed to writing a song for yourself?
When I'm writing a song for myself, it's more about I guess a lot of times it's about finding closure. either to hear this melody become surrounded by music and to hear it become something else, or to resolve my own personal stuff. And so with the band, the first song I wrote was after we practiced, Daphna started playing this really cool beat and I started playing on it and I was like, I want to write that song. And then she forgot the beat, but it worked out.
Yeah, I think the way that I see it is a lot of Adam's songs, they're really lyrical. They have a mood, they have a feel, and they project that feel. And I feel that the songs that we've written together kind of talk about more of a feeling in the moment, even if the lyrics are written later and they still have that that closure thing that Adam needs. those melodies are written in the moment, and they express a moment in time as opposed to a time frame that Adam is writing a song about, or a thing or a person.
And do you start to hear in your head the parts that David's going to bring to the table? Is that something though that you're surprised by once you bring it to the band?
Yeah, pleasantly surprised every time. It's great. My mind just is very focused. I focus on the melody and the guitar, and I can't really imagine what's going to surround it.
I think we all trust each other to come up with whatever part we're coming up with. There are times that Dave and I are like, okay, we're doing that. What else can we do together? How can we change it? But I think everything Dave, it was surprising at first because I had never met him before. And
sure.
It was fantastic when he came up with stuff that really matched the drums, really works with me personally and with Adam's music. But we do dissect things afterwards.
Sure.
Yeah, and I think Daphna's parts complement Adam's songs so well that I was surprised by that, because I had heard Adam's songs just as a guitar and vocal thing for such a long time, that hearing drum parts that fit it so well was just great.
And David, I'm curious, as you said, you've seen these songs performed many times over the years. As you were listening to the songs over the course of those years, was there ever a time when your mind sort of wandered to a point where you were thinking about arrangements or ideas for, what it would sound like with bass parts or more fleshed out? Or is that something that you were doing for the first time with this project?
Some of the songs we had played together 2 or 3 years ago, but even the parts that I came up with then, I'd say are different than the parts that I'm playing now. So really everything was fresh when I came into this in May.
Yeah, it's probably the same thing I was going through, where if you're the only other performer with an acoustic musician, you're filling more space.
Sure.
And when you're not, it's different. And I know that Dave and I have the same attitude of really giving space and fitting the songs and not trying to do everything that we could possibly do as individuals.
And we're also not shy to tell each other when something's not working or something like that.
Yeah,
so it's really
it's really easy. Everybody t- takes criticism really well. And,
yeah.
And
we all have similar temperaments, conflict. Too, I think. There's yeah. not there's not going to be drama yeah. in this band.
Right. Yeah, we haven't had any, like, Fleetwood Mac moments or anything like that. So, I mean, maybe that's in the future.
Yeah.
Don't we all have to marry each other first? I'm out.
I'll think Smashing Pumpkins moments.
You know, one of the things that's probably fun for you, David, I'd imagine, playing in a band like this one where you're just playing with an acoustic guitar and just one guitar, for that matter, do you feel like you have to approach your bass parts differently, or that there's a different degree of melodic responsibility that you have in an arrangement like this? Or
Yeah, I think as a three-piece, it's nice knowing that I might have some melodic responsibilities that maybe won't be there when another member joins, knowing that I can kind of pass that torch to somebody else and just kind of hold down the low end, which is really where I feel like I belong.
Yeah, he definitely plays what we would have considered the lead parts to be at yeah. some point, the lead guitar parts, mm-hmm. Just because we don't have a lead guitarist, and Adam is... you know, holding down a rhythm. So
sure.
it's really interesting when Dave kind of takes a kind of a repeat of the vocal line, or kind of takes a lead instrument mm-hmm. and letting me hold stuff down too, which yeah. is really cool too.
Yeah, and I know that I've joked about this before, but I really do see like a Talking Heads progression happening where you know, visit us in a couple of years and we'll have three or four more members.
Yeah.
We'll be debuting. We have another member. Her name is Grace. She sings backup and plays keyboard. Her first show will be at Tiny Town.
So, oh, wow.
So you'll meet her. If she wasn't out of town today, you would have met her today.
Cool. Excellent.
So this may be our last three-piece session.
Yeah.
And this is a historic moment.
Well, I mean, unless she quits tomorrow, it's our last session.
Excellent. Well, I'm very much looking forward to hearing what you have in store for us in this last set. But first, I want to remind folks that the show on Thursdays over at Tiny Town Gallery starts around 8 o'clock, and Things That Aren't Words will be playing first, also joined on that bill by Dishtuko, and then Advanced Bass from Owen Ashworth of Cassiotone for the Painfully Alone. Any other upcoming shows we want to mention here while we've got a live mic in front of us?
A week from Thursday, we're playing the main stage at Flycatcher. And I don't know, next month we'll be playing at Shea's Patio. That's going to be really fun.
Yeah, we're excited for Shea's Patio.
Great.
Yeah. All right. And Flycatcher.
Yeah, we're obviously excited for all of them.
Town.
And Tiny Town. Yeah. Anything else?
Every place.
And this amazing
market,
show.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We're all excited about all of it.
Yeah.
If anyone's listening.
We never stop being excited.
All right. So why don't we hear one more set here from Things That Aren't Words. I want to thank all of our listeners tonight for tuning in to Locals Only. But we'll be back with you next week. We've got time for one more set from Things That Aren't Words. They're going to play us out here. And guys, we've got a little under 20 minutes left. I know you've got four songs planned. So if that takes us up to 10, great. If you want to squeeze in one more, you should feel free to if you've got the time. And if you want to end a few minutes early, that's fine too. So we'll just kind of look at each other and figure it out.
Cool.
But here's Things That Aren't Words live in Studio 2A for one more set.
Sullen faces. Light shines through the leaves as I feel up above. Matter of fact, he's stating we're all where we should be. Don't be the one to hate me for nothing. I could do the worst thing right now. Painful to think I would break my own legs on a whim. Don't try to learn from me. Don't try to learn from me. I could do the worst thing right now. more treatment so I can feel better than you. But nothing plus nothing is nothing, I know this, and so do you. We're not grains of sand, and we're not all dust in the wind. I'm done with this. I'm done with them. I'll accept what comes. things opened up in front of me. Give it everything you got, you know you gotta believe. You know you can't run, you cannot run from all your problems. And if you face them, you can't be sure that thank you. far away.
Born to Fail. Please, 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 is something so wrong? The hole in your chest, fear at the edge of thought. You can't quite catch that peripheral view and your own distress. It's getting the best of you. To fight a fight, you need to know your enemy. You need to know your enemy is you. But can the eye perceive itself effectively? And can you really change your point of view? So wrong. Are you falling apart? Are you gonna give up? You can't persist when you're feeling so lost. If you're going nowhere, you might as well stop. Sometimes